PII Radio, the media voice with a global footprint. Tune in now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. It's another Friday night and bumper to bumper with myself, Ziad Plachis, and brother Jamil Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Jamil. How are you this evening?
Wa alaikum salam, Ziad. I'm doing well. Do you know this is the last show for this year?
Yes, it is.
This is the last one.
Of 2023.
Yes.
We did the last Jummah today and today is our last show.
Yes. How are you feeling?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
Good. How was the roads?
It was empty.
Yeah. People got money. They all gone for a holiday in Tando. It's only us. We're chilling in Joburg here.
But it's nice. It's a holiday in itself.
You know what? You're going to make me feel bad there. It's fine. It's fine. But in actual fact, you know we'd rather be chilling at the beach.
We can bring a beach here because there's so much space.
There's no space. This is not Northern Cape. This is Gauteng. We're all on top of each other here.
There's a... Munyaka has a...
Yes.
A lake.
Yeah.
And there's another one there, the Blyde.
The Blyde. And then is that the one in near... not Rustenburg. What's that place called?
The Blyde is in Pretoria.
Before Witbank. What is that place? Is it that one that you're talking about?
No,
it's like a full-on, like a resort, like a small Sun City beach type of thing.
Oh, I don't know about that one. We must check it out.
Yes, because we're stuck in Gauteng.
But talking about holidays and stuff, you know, we always talk about the cars that we're testing and where we're going with it. But not everybody is as fortunate as you and I are, alhamdulillah. And you have to rent a car at some stage. So how do you go about renting? Have you ever rented a car?
I have rented a car on numerous occasions.
Okay.
But I think the one that stands out the most for me was we once flew to Durban, right? And I had provisionally booked a vehicle. And what happened was when I got there, so I don't know if you know the process, but a lot of companies, they book the vehicle for you, but it's not confirmed, eh? Like, you have to come there, enter in your details. It's not a long process, like a 10, 15-minute process, but only after that do you get the vehicle. And what had happened was, I promise you this was just something random, but I had an account which was in arrears, but it wasn't my account. You know, when they have like a problem
On your credit.
Yes,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And because of that, they didn't want to give me a car.
Okay.
So if you're in Durban Airport, you'll know how it works, right? It's like the first company, the second, the third, the fourth.
Is this King Shaka, the new
yes,
airport?
Okay. Yes. So we went from the first one. They didn't want to give me a car based on this, call it like this little X next to my name.
Okay.
Second, nothing. Third, fourth. We got to the last place, the very last place. Firstly, we weren't many people, so I didn't need like a big car. The only car they could give me was a Toyota Corolla, an automatic, professional.
Okay.
And I think the most standout thing for me was the deposit on the vehicle was 20,000 rand.
What?
Yeah. So they were willing to take the risk in terms of giving this guy who apparently didn't pay an account that he didn't even own. And I'll tell you about that. That's a whole different story, but yeah. And I needed to put down that deposit if I needed a vehicle, and I obviously needed a vehicle for the week that I was there.
Sure.
So firstly, the vehicle costed more on a daily because I think I was like trying to rent one of these like i10s, you know, we like i10s.
Yeah.
And I was forced into a Corolla professional.
So why did they say that was the only car available, or how did
so it because it was like a very small company. I don't think they had a fleet like the other guys, like the big guys, but that was the only one who was willing to give me a car.
So did you not book beforehand?
I booked, but like it's like a provisional thing where they just like kind of hold a vehicle for you.
Right.
But like I think the end result is still decided when you're standing in front of the cashier.
Yeah, so that is basically the process. I mean, you book online, you go through the whole process. You obviously, you need to have a valid driver's license. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. You need to be 18 years, at least. And I think if you're under the age of 25, if I'm not mistaken, there's a supercharge or a surcharge that they put on.
Because, you know, people under 25 are wild. Dando. They got no chill. They just drive those vehicles. It's necessary. Trust me.
Yeah. No. It's definitely.
Even insurance. I mean, you're under 25. You're gonna pay.
Yeah. So you didn't get any extras, I'm assuming, with it.
So what's funny is they gave me an extra that I didn't even need, but like they made it like it was such a big deal.
Yeah.
They gave me a car seat, like
okay,
an infant car seat when I didn't need it.
Yeah.
That was like so useless. But you know, on this topic of car hire, I don't know if you noticed, but there's so many of these like niche car hire companies coming up. So there's a company in Cape Town. In fact, there's also one in Johannesburg. The one in Johannesburg is called Thread Light. Okay. The one in Cape Town is called Jimny Hire. And then there's also Life of Nomad or something.
Okay, yeah.
They only hire out Suzuki Jimnys. Did you see
that? Yes, I've seen the one in Cape Town.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And then the other one that's like sort of a niche market right now is a lot of guys are doing electric.
Yes, yes.
So drive electric. That's what they call. I actually want to speak to one of the guys from there. I've been chatting to him. It's a very unique business model, you know. You wouldn't think that there's, call it a big market for it. But his business really seems to be like doing well. It's taking off.
So what's his process? How does he?
So I would assume it's along the same route along the same lines as, like you know, normally hiring a vehicle. It's just that they're like very niche. So like another big niche is 4x4 camper vehicles.
Yeah.
Where you could actually hire a fully kitted out 4x4 with enough, call it equipment and whatever to like do a holiday. And remember we spoke about it, the Sunny vehicle rentals. They do it like very big, rooftop tent, everything. And if you look at the cost of it, there's no way you're going to get decent accommodation for that much. And a lot of places in South Africa, I honestly feel that like an authentic experience to experience the place is camping, right? Or just glamping, or like not in a built up thing. So for example, if you look at the Northern Cape or even like places like Sutherland and stuff, like the sky comes alive at night, and you'll never truly appreciate it if you're in like a hotel or you know, you need to like experience it. Another thing, I mean, think about the camping we did in Botswana. The sounds that you hear, it's like a full-on 360 experience. Like, it's that crisp air. It's like these, like, mountains. It's like the lions roar. Like, you don't get that when you're in a fixed dwelling.
But we saw, even the night, like, as you said, lit up. There were so many stars. It was like a million, literally like a million stars.
In Botswana?
Yeah.
It was absolutely crazy. I remember looking at Brendan, and I said, Brendan, look up. And he looks up, and we both went quiet, and it was just like amazing, you know. Yeah. So I have a thing for the moon, I have the thing for stars, for even the sun. It's just like sun setting, sun rising. It's pretty things to look at,
you know?
And I think when you live in like big cities, you forget like that's actually what the sky looks like.
Yeah, so back on the topic of your renting your cars.
Yeah.
So you need a credit card, obviously.
Not always, no. You don't need a credit card.
Okay. I know you used to need a credit card. Now you can obviously use a check card.
So
you don't use debit cards and cash. They don't accept that.
Really, a debit card?
That's what most of these big companies.
Is it? I didn't know that, because I know there was a time where a lot of companies didn't allow debit cards, but now with the chip or whatever, I think it's.
But I think those are check cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the check cards that have the chip, those are fine. It acts almost like a credit card.
Okay.
And you can still get that holding deposit of 20,000 rand.
I was never so panicked for driving a Toyota Corolla. Like, I'm serious. Every time I open the door, I'm like, please don't bump this door. Like, I used to literally like watch where I parked it. It was crazy. But the way people treat rentals is harsh, let me tell you.
No, well, that's the thing. And then the rental companies always give you the short end of the stick, because whenever we rent a car, we always check the car. I take pictures.
Do you have like a go-to type of car? Like, if you looking to hire a car, is there a specific vehicle that you enjoy?
Not necessarily. I mean, we've had like a Ford Figo, Fiesta. We've had a Kia Rio. You know, it just depends on.
I've had a Clio that I quite liked. Yeah. It's a rental car. Like, I think it was like everything you needed in a rental car. I told you the Corolla. And then, weirdly enough, the ones we had an X-Trail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How did you manage that?
I don't remember, like, how we ended up with an X-Trail, but it was, like, maybe I think it was, like, a two-day thing. Yeah. So, like, okay, let's do this, like, a bit comfortably or whatever. And then, yeah. But you know what's crazy? Do you know people rent, like, expensive cars, like, for 2-3 days?
Yes.
Like, I know when we went to Cape Town, there was someone who hired out, I think it was a GLC AMG, for, like, 3 days. I was like, why?
But there's companies, like, I don't know here in South Africa, but in, like, Dubai and stuff, you can go, and they only hire out supercars, So, I mean, you go there, and...
I'd like to know what it costs. Like, say, for example, you take, like, a three-day, I don't know, a McLaren, a Ferrari, or something.
Do you want to know?
I want to. I really do.
Yeah. I actually rented also a Toyota Corolla once, but the old shape before the... You know the shape of the Quest? It's now the Quest.
Yes.
So before that shape. So I actually found this place. I also was in a similar situation as you. Not that I didn't have...
accounts.
I didn't pay my accounts. I just never had credit. I never had a credit card. Still up until today. Yeah. So I, you know, couldn't get anything. Mm. And I found this place actually in Cape Town. And they said to me they can rent me... They could book a 98 Corolla.
Wait, right? What?
This was in 2000 and say 2007, and I was like, yeah, okay, I don't mind, I just need a car, right? But when I got there, it was like almost a brand new Corolla at that time, like this was like 2006 2007, and I was actually surprised because they charged me I think it was like I paid like 900 rand for like 2 weeks. And I could just transfer the money into their account, unlimited usage. Kilometers. Yeah.
Please tell me you still have these people's details.
I don't know where
I'll
they
are. I have a 94 Corolla for that kind of price.
No, but seriously, I got such a luck with that car.
So on that note, right, there was a company, I can't remember what the name was. It was like Rent a Cheapie or something. And I know someone in my family whose car went, right? And I think their car was like at like the repair shop for like 2-3 weeks. So they actually rented, like, you know those pop-up light balance?
Yeah.
And this guy just drove it for like a month. And I don't know like how much it costed, but like obviously it's rented cheapy, so.
But a lot of the insurance now also include that car rental option.
Really?
So if your car goes in, you know, for repairs or something, then they can give you like a city golf or...
So just to set your heart at ease,
right,
and to jump in the complete opposite end of renting a cheapie, it costs almost 4,000 rand per hour in Dubai to rent a McLaren, and it might be a little bit more now because the dollar is gone up.
4,000 rand an hour?
Yeah. Ntando, let me tell you, in that hour, the tires are gone. I'm done. Like, I'm getting my 4,000 rand worth.
But an hour is quite long.
It is. I mean, 4,000 an hour is not bad if you think of the price of horse riding in South Africa.
No, but I mean, like, that's like...
Aren't you like 1,000 rand for horse riding?
Yeah, you do get quite expensive horse riding. Horses so, are I more mean, expensive you might as than well cars
go,
now.
You might as well go with a Ferrari then. Still, I mean, 4,000 rand an hour is not bad, actually.
Yeah. No, so a McLaren, yeah. We should try it out.
Fly to Dubai?
And just rent a car for an hour and come back.
So what we do is we do 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
But instead of doing it like together, we do it back to back. So 2 different vehicles. I'll let you drive for half an hour and then you let me drive for half an hour.
So what 2 vehicles are we getting?
I want
so what do they have? What do they have?
So look, this is, I mean, you don't tell me what car it is. It just says a McLaren. But I mean, if it's a 720S, I'll spend 4,000 rand an hour.
Okay.
What car would you take? If, like, let's just, for safety's sake, say it's 5,000 rand an hour because of the dollar or whatever.
Sure, it's difficult. I don't know what supercar I'd choose. Like if I
okay, I don't know. For me, look, I'm like a big Lambo fan.
Right? Oh yes. Right. So now maybe, we're talking.
Maybe sure. Do you think you'll get a Performante for $5,000 an hour?
They probably have.
And then, like, I wouldn't mind a Porsche. I mean,
it might be cheaper.
Not a GT3 RS. I mean, that's expensive.
But some of those cars that they hire out are not only just stock standard. Have you seen them?
Are you serious? You get like...
You must see them because, you see, they hire them out not for you to go and drive on your vacation. It's like for people to use for weddings or for, you know, like... you know, like all these fancy things that you want to show off.
Yeah, or you want to shoot a video.
Yeah.
No, I think at 5,000 rand or 4,000 rand an hour, I think that's doable. What does it cost to enter Ferrari world? Is it not like 2,000 rand?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I'd rather do that. I'd rather enter Ferrari for that much.
But you don't get to drive it.
It's no just, way.
Yeah, so. But if you think of like a track day,
mm-hmm.
how much does it cost to, like if you go to Kyalami and you say you want like your GT3 RS?
On a track?
Yeah.
Yes, it will be like maybe 12,000, 13,000.
Exactly.
Mm.
And how long do they give you on the track?
They give you like maybe like 10 laps, I'm assuming. Because look, right, it's the vehicle cost, the insurance cost, the track cost, the tires, the fuel. It would be expensive. This 4,000 rand for McLaren is like, I'm thinking, let's go.
So maybe we must start something here then.
What, start something as in hire out supercars? Yeah. We first need the supercars.
Hire out other people's supercars.
Nintendo, if you got one or two cars laying in your storage, then bring it, we'll hire it out for you. No,
he
you won't do
trust
it.
Us.
Nintendo says, no, it's not worth it for him.
Yeah, but what do you think you could rent? Like, what would be the most expensive rental?
I know, like Dubai, they're crazy about Bugatti, dude. They'll literally do it there.
Do you think Bugatti will be the most expensive?
I would assume so. I mean, they're pretty expensive. Well, here's a video. I don't know if you can see it.
No, we can't see it. The listeners can't see it. Tell us where it is.
Well, there's a 488 Pista.
Yeah.
There's a what looks like a Huracan. Well, two of them. One is an Evo.
Yeah.
And one is a Spider.
Where is this? What's
in
the
Dubai.
Place called?
Dubai
no,
is,
what is it called?
Oh, I don't know what's the place called, but I know there's a... What is it called? There's a rental company in the States. I think they have a thing in Dubai as well. I can't remember what's the name, but yeah. Do you think it's... Let me tell you, it's not a feasible business. Do you know what it is? It's very rich people who find a way to buy these cars and then use it as a tax write-off.
But think it's the it. Same thing as someone buying a car for an Uber or Bolt because they then rent it out
okay.
to these guys.
But think about it. Right? Let's say you have millions in your bank account. It's hard to just go out and like spend your money on cars. So what you'd rather do is start up a company and then buy it on the company's name and then rent it out. But it's
so there you just said now how we can do it.
Yeah, but you don't even have a credit rating. Where are we going to get these cars?
And you haven't paid your account.
We are not the right people for this. We'll
so
start
we're
gonna
use Ntando's credit. He's got credit. He's got credit. He says it's okay.
Is it? Can we use your name? What's your credit score like, Ntando? Give me your ID number. We're going to check it up now. No, but it's crazy because, I mean, it's a different way. Like, we always, like, kind of one-track-minded into how to make money. And it's a nice, different way to make money. It's a fun, exciting way
exactly.
to make money.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's another just, like, a niche. Like, you know, like, you've got your campers, you've got...
I think it will take off. If we have it in like in Cape Town or something, it will be quite big.
So one very niche market that I've actually had the experience of having, you know these AC Cobras? The backdraft ones.
Yeah.
There's a company in Cape Town that only hired them.
Yes.
What an amazing experience. It was just, I promise you, that vehicle for Cape Town is just something else. So, like, if you're doing any of the passes, it's just, like, so fitting. And, yes, people are going to argue that, you know, it's a convertible and it's very small and all sorts
but
of
don't
things.
They give you, like, a route to take?
No, not at all. They give you a time limit. I think it's 9 to 9, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
We were lucky enough, right? So just let this sink in. They gave us 3 of them.
Okay.
For 2 days.
Yeah.
We were 3 of us in Cape Town. They gave us 3. They went to the point where they asked us, listen, I know you're coming in today to collect your vehicles. What colors would you like? I was like taken aback because it was like on our page, Find Your Adventure. But they were like so nice about it. And we obviously said, okay, let's take one of each. I think we took a black, we took a blue. No, we took a white with blue stripes and a red with white stripes.
Okay.
And just cool. We had it for 2 days, 9 to 9. And we did like a few shoots with them. It was just fun. So what Backdraft does is they kind of modernize these vehicles. So it appeals to like mass like market. So I think all the vehicles have aircon. All of them have like a very upgraded brake system. They're all automatic V8s. And they all have power steering, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever like experienced like authentic Shelby Cobra. It's like very, very raw.
Right.
It's like those cars are difficult to drive. So this one is like somewhat simplified and it's just a lot of fun. Like it's a nice way to experience Cape Town.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the name of the company?
What are they called? I'll find it for you now. I'll tell you what is it called.
So what's the cost involved? Because you obviously did it through Find Your Adventure, but if someone wants to,
it's called Cobra Experience,
yeah,
right? And their website is cobraexperience.co.za. So you get a 24-hour self-drive, you get an 8-hour, which is cool, and then you get a sundowner.
Okay.
So it's really just, you know, like what you want. They do like these metric ones and media stories, and it's nice. I'm gonna try and find you pricing. Let's look at the 24 hours, right? And one thing that really stood out, I don't know if it's still there, but they ran a special at the time we were doing it, where it was zero deposit.
Okay.
So, I mean, a vehicle like this obviously costs a lot. So,
yeah.
The owner even told us, so this one, your minimum age is 23 years, right?
Okay.
You're allowed, so that's if you go over. Okay, now it's 15,000 rand deposit, right? And I think, okay, they don't give a price here. But yeah, they did have a special. So maybe just look out if they have a special. I mean, okay. It's a big one.
So you obviously messed it up for the rest of the gang now. We have to pay a 15,000 rand deposit.
No, we gave the cars back. Amazing. So just if anyone does want to hire a supercar in Dubai, there's a company called 7 Luxury Car Rental Dubai.
Okay.
They're on Instagram. They got 165,000 followers, which tells you how many people are aspiring.
But how many cars do they have?
Look, I don't know. Why are you asking me difficult questions?
No, because we need to know, do they have
the
fleet?
How many do you want to hire? One.
If you're going to... No, you can't just go and hire one.
What car would you... They guaranteed, I put money on it, they probably have a 488 in their fleet, a Huracan in their fleet. That's going to be like their bread, but that's their Corollas, right?
No, but that's like standard.
So what do you want?
I don't know. Like, you have to go there and
you
see.
You want a Pagani?
Maybe. Koenigsegg, I don't know.
No, listen. I'll be fine with, like, if you give me one. Wait, but it's an hour, so.
You know what you could do in an hour?
Yeah.
I mean,
You could literally shred those tires in, like, 15 minutes.
What is it with you and the tires, though?
If it's not my car, I'm going to spin that thing. Let me tell you, I'm going to learn how to drive a Ferrari. I seriously, I mean, I want my money's worth. Hey, what are you going to do? Just drive it.
Drive it.
You're going to open the roof. You look like the type of person to take the convert. Do you show off like that?
No. I actually haven't driven many convertibles.
Really?
Come to think of it. Yeah.
So this is very weird, but there's very, very few cars in this world that I choose a convertible over the hardtop.
Okay, what are they?
Okay, it doesn't come in a hardtop, but an SL. Like, I think that vehicle needs to be a convertible.
Okay.
What else? What else would they... That's about it. Really? Maybe a 488. I mean, it looks nice.
What about a Miata?
Listen, hold that thought. Let's go for an air break. We'll come back and we'll fight about this.
CII. See the whole picture.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. We were talking all about rental cars. But at the moment, Brother Jamil is driving a Jimny, and we want to know, has he changed his best off-roader from the Jeep Gladiator, which he had 2 weeks ago, to the Jimny?
No, I haven't. The Jimny is amazing. It's a very special car for me, and I'll tell you why. It's my first December long-term test vehicle.
Okay. Yeah. Alhamdulillah.
So let me just tell you, right? It comes with a lot of responsibility because I think, you know what, if you want to not have a holiday, you go out and you ask a manufacturer for a vehicle.
And that's why I don't ask them for a December car.
Now, I thought I was being clever. You did tell me about this and I was like, yeah, don't stress. I'll be fine. And what this vehicle has done, because like I need good content, like I've had this vehicle for more than a month. What I need to now do is find good content. So this vehicle has literally pushed me into doing the Sani Pass in Lesotho.
Okay.
Look, I do think it's a really nice vehicle for it. It being the 5-door makes it like a little bit more road trip friendly. You know, it's a super capable vehicle. I think the thing that stands in its way, like straight off the showroom floor, is obviously it's the road bias tires. But apart from that, this is the second time I'm driving the 5-door. This one has a lot more mileage than the first one I drove. And let me tell you, it feels a lot different. It gets to 120 easily. It sits at 120, where everyone should be on a national road easily. I do feel it's a little bit... Okay, that's the wrong way to put it. It handles like an SUV.
Okay.
So you don't want to be doing like high speeds, like cutting tight corners and stuff. Feels a little Dodge, you know. But it's a good vehicle. I mean, it's giving me excellent fuel consumption. Like, just take into consideration that this was a mix of highway, call it built-up area, and gravel. And my combined cycle was 8 liters per 100.
Compared to the Jeep Gladiator, did you hear that?
Listen, right? The Jeep is very thirsty, you know that. But also, I mean, it's like maybe 5 times the size of this vehicle, and the engine is 5 times the size of this vehicle. But it's such a nimble car, and people often like ask you, you know, like, would you buy one? And to be honest with you, if it wasn't my daily, I would. Like, dead serious, I'm not even joking. If you had a Jimny parked in your garage and a Swift, you've got a killer combo. If you have a Jimny and a Fronx, let me tell you.
Jimny and a Fronx, yes.
Those two are going to, like, if you have, like, one person in your family who doesn't do, like, a lot of mileage or, like, that would be a really nice combo. I think it'll definitely take you to like some far flung areas. So I don't wanna ruin it because we're gonna make a full on video. But we got some nice surprises. So it's a trip to Lesotho via. And Sani Pass is a given. We're gonna be going up the pass. But then there's a few 4x4 routes that we plan like proper stuff, you know, it's not like a soft road or a gravel road, it's like actual 4x4 trails and stuff, and we just want to see what the vehicle can do, because firstly it's extremely capable, like we know that, but I think with a decent set of like all-terrain tires, this vehicle, like, there's nothing more you need out of a road trip vehicle.
So are you changing the tires?
No.
Oh.
I want to see how far we get before it's like, okay, you can't do something.
Right.
You know? And, I mean, the dealers in Botswana did pretty well. I know it deflated to like 1.5, but it handled it pretty well. Like, there was at no point where I was like, okay, we needed different tires.
Are you going in a convoy?
Yes. Okay. So what's going to be interesting is the second car that we have with us is a Jeep.
Okay.
So I just want to see, like, at what point would you need a bigger, better 4x4? Because if I'm not mistaken, this is the cheapest real 4x4. It's not a soft roader.
It's a 4x4.
It has a locking diff. It has pretty decent ground clearance. I think it's like 210 mils.
They all... The Suzuki's 210. That's standard. Grand Vitara. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just want to see, like, you know, at what point do you require a Jeep? What point do you...
I don't think you'll require it.
I know. This is like you're like a Jimny fanboy.
But it's so capable.
Do you have
those
Jimny socks?
No, I don't. Are you going to buy me a pair?
I promise you, because I know you love the Jimny.
No, but it's like I said, it's so capable. You still say that, you know, there's certain things that it can't do. Or...
So let me tell you why I still think a Gladiator is the complete package in terms of 4x4, the towing capacity. Like, if you're buying a 4x4, you want it to be able to pull your boat. You want it to be able
to
pull your
bikes. But you're not going to pull the boat up the mountain.
Why not?
Where are you going to take the boat to? Up Sani Pass, and you're going to launch it?
We're going to launch it Katsi there. No, but like, think about this, right? It's a very valid point I'm about to make.
Okay.
A lot of times when you launch a boat, have you ever launched a boat before?
No.
It's wild. So you need like enough power to get you up, because like, think about a dam or a river or whatever. It's mud sometimes, it's sand. So you go, you offload that thing. You've got a trailer behind you that you still need to take out. And then if it's the other way around, if you're loading jet skis or a boat onto a trailer, you reverse where your trailer is almost submerged. Whatever the weight of that boat is on top of there, you need to pull it out. And think about, where do you launch it? It's on a jetty. It's always like an incline out. So you need something with... A 3.7.
Yeah, you need something, but that's in extreme cases. How many people that buy a Jimny also have a boat or jet skis?
It's
a different market.
I get what you're saying, right? But in actual fact,
in actual fact,
if you're looking at an all-rounder, the best 4x4, you need to look at the ideal target market. So that guy who owns a 4x4 is going to be pulling a caravan. It's like the lifestyle that goes with a 4x4.
Yeah, but the lifestyle of a Jimny is totally different.
It's totally different, right? But now that should be like a Jimny segment. Okay? Small, whatever.
But there's no other competitors in that segment. Who competes with them?
No, I think the closest would probably be the Duster. But it's not a problem.
But that's not... You it's can't not, even...
You can't. You really can't. But I just... I don't know. Like, personally, I wouldn't take it away from the Jeep. Like, the Jeep is just...
Okay. So you're going into 2024 still with the Jeep Gladiator.
Yeah. That car is, like, powerful.
Go to Lesotho present. And then let's...
Look, I don't have, like, any doubt, because... Let me tell you, a Jimny is very capable. I know that. I've... driven, like, from Gen 3. These things can go places, you know? And it was actually quite funny. We did a mountain pass the once, and there was a Raptor in front of us. And literally every obstacle, this guy was like, I won't say he wasn't circling. It was like, he just needed to kind of plan his route easier. And I promise you, we just, like, passed him. Like,
but a Raptor's big.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's bulky.
It's big, it's bulky, but it's also amazing.
No, right. It is. No, we can't take it away from the Raptor. Like, we can't take it away from the Gladiator. I'm just pulling your leg. But the thing is, like you say, the Jimny can go places can't go.
So let me tell you where I think a Jimny might get a little frustrating. If you are, you know, one of those people that travel to get somewhere, that's not living the Germany lifestyle. The Germany lifestyle is road tripping. So if you're going from here to there, it's like I'm taking the scenic route. I'm not in any sort of rush. Like if you're at like 100 kilometers per hour driving and there's a truck in front of you, some serious planning you have to do to overtake the truck. And not only is it serious planning, but like you can hear this engine is it's working, you know, revving up to like, I don't know how many thousand RPM in it. But once you learn those gearing and the ratios, it's amazing.
Do you have the manual auto? Okay.
Yeah. So funny thing is I've never
the same auto. Oh no, a different, you have a different color now.
Yeah, I've got bluish black.
Bluish black. So yeah. Not the yellow.
No.
Kinetic. What kinetic is it? Kinetic yellow.
Yellow, which is actually green. But it is green, right?
No, it's yellow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. If you could choose a color, like what? Which color would you
it be? Would be that yellow. The yellow or the red?
I told you you're a show off.
Why?
I don't know, man. This guy just wants to be seen. I want that. You know that army green?
It's nice.
What
but
do you
I
mean
think
it's nice?
I think it's
very smart.
I think then it looks too much like
I'm
a
actually
Jeep
just looking
or
at
something.
I'm literally looking at another. What's it, kinetic yellow, no?
Yeah.
This thing's very pretty, eh? Yeah, okay. I want the one with the black roof, though.
Yeah, no, you need a two-tone roof.
Two-tone is the new black.
Are you going to put spinners on yours as well? Do they still do spinners? Do people still do spinners?
No, that was 2006. It was born and died in 2006 on an Escalade. And on chains. Do you remember people had those chains?
Yeah.
No.
But they even had the spinners on your hubcaps. Do you remember that?
On like wheel caps?
Yeah.
No.
Hubcaps. Yeah, you could get spinners on, yeah.
Wait, in Durban maybe?
They did not have them yet.
I don't think it made it yet.
No, like, it was an actual hubcap that used to spin.
No.
Yes.
Like plastic.
Yes, plastic.
I swear, I haven't seen that.
No, yeah.
Mm-mm.
I think it's going to make a comeback.
I hope it doesn't, really. Spinners was just something that, like as the world, the automotive world, we should just be disgusted. Ntando, are we wrapping up our last show for 2023? And on that amazing Germany note, please remember us all in your duas.
And we wish you a safe trip, inshallah. We want to see you next week, inshallah, or hear you.
Most definitely.
How long are you going for?
I'm going for 4 days.
4 days. Mm. Okay. So you will be back for the show.
I will be. I will be. I have to be. Huh? Ntando is happy. We're going to do it. But Ntando came with a very nice request today. He said the next time we're going out to test the vehicle, we must please take him with. Ntando, do you want a road car or do you want an off-road car?
He wants a performance
both
car.
Okay, fine.
Performance.
Let's hook it up. Let's do it, right? We'll do it for bumper to bumper. We'll do a special. How's that? Right? So we'll speak to Lucky also because Lucky is my guy also. Right? Lucky is not listening today because it's his day off.
Yeah.
But we'll get him. But yeah. On that note, from us, assalamu alaikum. Please be safe. It's still the holidays. It's still people going to be returning from lengthy journeys. So be safe on the roads. And from both myself, Ziad, and brother Ntando, have an amazing week, inshallah.
Sure.
And until next week, assalamu alaikum.
CII. See the whole picture.